Sparsh Agrawal is the fourth generation in his family to cultivate tea in the Himalayas. But as you will hear in his discussion with Arvinda Anantharaman, he is not bound by tradition.
In mid-June, a new tea brand was launched in India. Named Dorje Teas, it takes its name from where it originates, which is Darjeeling. The brand was launched by Sparsh Agrawal and Ishan Kanoria. What sets this brand apart from others is that Dorje Teas was created to take Darjeeling teas to the Indian market and as a subscription model. The brand's origin lies in one of Darjeeling's tea gardens, Selim Hill, which belongs to the Agrawal family. And along with the launch of Dorje Teas, Selim Hill itself is seeing a revival of sorts with the formation of the Selim Hill Collective. And among other things, it has brought Raja Banerjee, the man who built Makai Bari, back into business as chairperson of the collective and as mentor to Ishan and Sparsh. We speak to Sparsh Agrawal about why he started Dorje Teas and what he hopes to achieve with it.
My family has been in the Darjeeling tea business specifically for the last four generations now. And my great-grandfather was the one who first entered the Darjeeling tea business and bought the first tea garden in the family. Before that as well, we used to sell tea chests to tea gardeners. So we've had a long connection with tea as such in our family. When the pandemic hit last year, the lockdown was announced around the 25th of March, bang at the time of the first flush. By the time that it ended, we had pretty much lost our first flush crop. At that point, my family was absolutely sure that they would not be able to sustain the losses further because Selim Hill as a garden has also not made profits in the last 30 years. We've still held on to it, but we've never made profits. Going beyond that, this 2020 was a year in which we made huge losses. At that point, there was a very serious conversation that was taking place inside the house where we thought we were looking to sell it. But Selim Hill also occupies a very special place in the hearts of a lot of family members and also friends of family members. A bunch of my friends, myself, we spent a lot of time at the garden, at the house. We all started talking about what can be done. And the more we probed into it, we realized what the true nature of the problem that was facing us was. And so we realized that what if we were to create a farm fresh subscription-based model, because I can explain to you exactly how it would solve the problem of the garden. There are 10,000 tea estates in India. Only 87 of them are Darjeeling tea gardens. Each of these Darjeeling tea gardens is unique, it's magical, it's fabled, whatnot. And they make very good, very expensive teas. So how is it possible that these tea estates are making losses? Now, the problem that we realized was that the four flush system that exists in Darjeeling, as per that, you have the first and the second flush that gets exported and sells for fancy prices. And yet, tea gardens are not able to break even. So obviously the problem lies with the monsoon and the autumn flush. The monsoon more, maybe the autumn less. So essentially the first and the second flush teas are trying to make up for the losses that a garden is making for the third and the fourth flush. The second thing is that why is it that the first and the second flush teas, even though they're selling for profits, why is it for really good profits, why are they not able to make up for the losses of the other teas? I'll come to that in a second. So what happens is, when you produce tea in Darjeeling tea gardens, you do the withering, you do the rolling, fermenting, drying. It comes out of the drying oven, right? Now, as soon as it comes out of the drying oven, that tea that you're holding, that tea is ready to be consumed. I haven't found a single agricultural product which, once it is ready, is crushed after that. Because it's an export-dependent market and you have international clients, in Europe, in America, in all of these places, they require a uniform product. So in order to make that tea uniform, you have this grading system, whole leaf, brokens, fannings, and dust. Now, 1 kg of bulk tea, as it is called, coming out of the dryer's mouth, 1 kg of it, only 30% of it gets sorted into whole leaf teas, which is that uniform grade. And the problem is, to make that uniform whole leaf grade teas, you create the residues, which is brokens, fannings, and dust going into your tea bags. And only that 30% of teas get sold for profits. So you're not even trying to cover the profits of first flush, not even trying to cover the losses of the monsoon flush by the profits of the first flush. You're only trying to cover the losses of the residue through the profits of the whole Nifty. And we had a lot of discussion, and especially with Raj, I kept asking him that, are these whole Nifty's better tasting? The more we spoke, the more we kept discussing that, how can it be better tasting? You are basically cutting it down, crushing it, handling it more, putting it through a machine. Metal is touching the teas. So it cannot be better tasting. We did blind tastings and we realized that, the bulk teas as it is coming out of the dryer is much better tasting. We did more research and we realized that this breaking phenomenon is actually a recent phenomenon. It's not how traditionally tea, Darjeeling tea has been made. It's been only been happening in the last 30, 40 years. This entire grading system that exists, for which Darjeeling tea gardens have created very fancy names. Whole leaf, as you must have heard, will be called SFTGFOP, which I don't think most people in Darjeeling even know the full form of. A super fine, tippy, golden, flowery, orange people, nobody knows. What does that even mean? So this entire grading system, I find it not only outdated, it makes no sense to me. That was the first dilemma. And the second dilemma was this hierarchy that has been created between the flushes. First flush is the best flush. Second flush is a little below that. Then comes autumn flush, and then monsoon flush cannot be had. Why can't it be had? Has anyone ever had a good monsoon flush tea? When you really roast it well, you high fire it, you double roast it, it gives it almost a lapsang souchong like flavor. It's smoky and very nice. Now I have other family members who are also in tea. So when I would have these arguments with them, I would ask them that, what is the problem with high? I would say exactly this. So they would say, no, but it is smoky. Then it becomes smoky in flavor. I would say, exactly. That is precisely my point. So they said, no, but that is a defect in the tea if it becomes smoky. And I was just shocked. And I would say that, that smoky taste is something that is really a delectable flavor. And you can even add a drop of milk. No, but Darjeeling tea, you cannot add milk. Who said so? Why? These two things never made sense to me. The grades and the flushes. With my parents, I would travel to a lot of gardens. Ever since 2016, I've been some way or the other been going to the tea gardens, been somewhere involved. So the more I tasted teas, the more I realized that all four of these have their unique flavor, their unique taste, their unique aroma, their unique story. So why don't we do something where, and here we studied the model of wine clubs in the US and in the UK. And we realized that somewhere in the 70s, 80s, a similar problem was faced by some of these vineyards. They created a model where you create a subscription system. At the beginning of the year, you subscribe to that vineyard's products and you get all of it at your house. We decided, why don't we create something like this for our own tea garden? If Darjeeling is to survive, if there is to be a Darjeeling tea renaissance, it has to be with Indians. Indians need to understand the handicraft of this industry and they need to want to support it. Because this is one of the most phenomenal products that India has ever made. So why it needs to reach Indian households? We want to make the green tea and the black tea and its flushes a mass market household grocery item so that people can drink this chai on a daily basis.